This year, Baltimore Magazine named In the Stacks one of 11 local organizations moving classical music forward. The series produces classical music concerts in the George Peabody Library with programming inspired by the library's contents and history. Horn player Sam Besson, founder and artistic director of In the Stacks, tells us more.
The George Peabody Library is one of Baltimore's hidden gems, but it's also consistently ranked one of the most beautiful libraries in the world. So in the summer of 2017, I approached the curator of the library, Paul Espinosa, to ask if he'd allow me to host a small performance among the 300,000 volumes of books. The program would be about the Industrial Revolution, so its role in the building of the library and how it spurred technological advancements in musical instruments that opened up a whole new world of possibilities for both architecture and music. We called the event Music in the Stacks and made a Facebook event so we could invite 50 or so friends. But within a few weeks, about 500 people had RSVP'd. While this did cause a minor logistical panic, we came up with a plan to let as many people in as possible safely and within fire code. Sure enough, on the day of the event, hundreds of people were lined up around the block. We put on another performance in November of 2017, where musicians played pieces inspired by specific works of literature, including Emily Dickinson, Robert Frost, and Baltimore's Edgar Allan Poe. When we had another standing room only show, we knew that the first show wasn't a fluke and that we had tapped into a substantial community interest. At this time, though, the library was about to take on a significant but necessary project to install a modern fire prevention system, and so Music in the Stacks was put on hold. But this gave me plenty of time to boil down the values of the program and really come up with a formal proposal for a recurring series. From a humanities perspective, the series has a single goal that directs our programming, to highlight and draw inspiration from the George Peabody Library. Luckily, the library is part of Johns Hopkins University's Sheridan Libraries, which means we have access to their massive and very diverse collections. So, for example, our next performance on January 17th of 2019 will showcase the library's collection of what are called four-edge paintings, books with hidden works of art in the pages, so the whole concert will feature hidden themes and secret codes in music. From a performing arts lens, the series is an attempt to remedy what I've noticed are some of the major factors that are contributing to budget deficits and low audience turnouts at classical concerts. These issues include a lack of accessibility and lack of collaboration between different mediums and art forms. Accessibility here is referring both to financial and contextual, so all of our performances are free with a suggested donation, and we also explain what's happening inside the music to help our audiences make a personal connection to what they're experiencing. With respect to diversity, we feature female composers and composers from communities of color. And as for collaboration, we've really found that the most engaging performances mix the arts with the humanities and different art forms together. So music and literature, visual art and music, the combinations are endless.
In the Stacks returns on January 17th at 6:30 p.m. Learn more about the series at inthestacks.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.